Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
A big continued commitment today from Bank of America for Detroit's neighborhoods. BOA Michigan President Mac Elliott announcing a $5.5 million investment in city programs that provide zero-interest loans, grants, and matching funds to qualify homeowners and small businesses.
Frequently, when we ask the question, the answers that we get are, number one, I'd like to own my own home. And secondly, I'd like to be able to start my own business. And so for us, today is about how we're supporting our customers, our clients, and our neighbors to help make that dream a reality.
The programs thus far have helped over 500 homeowners across the Motor City. Well, a little slick this morning. The road saw some snow covers and accidents ensued. This across Metro Detroit. Michigan State Police First Lieutenant Michael Shaw telling us that for drivers, the weather is no excuse.
The snow doesn't jump behind the wheel and hit the gas pedal. It doesn't grab your steering wheel at all. The driver is at fault. It's your responsibility to be able to control your vehicle at all times. And that's why we always remind people, you know, to keep those speeds down.
The crash has led to long delays on local freeways. Some people sitting in traffic jams for 2, maybe 3 hours. One person died in a single car crash along I-96 near Howell. State police saying that was weather related. Meantime, today's first taste of snow got some of us thinking about winter car care needs. Also, the cold weather makes an impact on that. WWJ News Radio 950's John Hewitt's joining us with more on this, John.
It sure does, Jason. I'm with the folks here at Bell Tire on 14 Mile and John R. in Madison Heights, where the manager, Mike Davis, says the weather this morning did indeed provide an uptick in their business today, which, of course, primarily is tires. And when it comes to whether you need new tires or not, the rule of thumb, Mike?
The rule of thumb was always, Lincoln's head basically on the penny. That's when you start when I started looking at getting replacement. But now we have tread depth gauges. Usually 3 to 4 30-seconds of tread is when we start to recommend new tires. That or you have wear bars on your all tires have a wear bar. Once you're close to that, that's a good indicator too.
Now, in addition to tires, batteries, wiper blades, and the like, it's equally important to take the time now to make sure you have an emergency road kit in your vehicle. Again, as a friendly reminder here, not to preach, but snow shovels, scrapers, brushes, working flashlight, jumper cables, gloves, even blankets, all good to have on hand in advance of what winter will bring. John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
The number of people with lung problems as a result of vaping and e-cigarette use is continuing to climb. WWJ health reporter Dr. D. Analytes joining us with more, Dr. D.
Jason, as of November 5th, there have been 2,051 lung injury cases associated with e-cigarette products in 49 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's an increase from last week of 163 cases. Also, two more deaths reported this week, bringing the total to 39. At this time, no compound or ingredients been identified as the cause for these lung injuries. The only common among all the cases is that patients report vaping or e-cigarette use. Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
St. Clair Shores residents getting their questions answered about lead in water systems this afternoon. Here's WWJ's Rob St. Mary.
In recent testing of 32 sites, the city found 4 that were in excess of the state action level. Matthew Koppler is city manager of St. Clair Shores. He says out of the citywide system, about 650 lead service lines need to be replaced.
Primarily the 650 and are going to probably be found in houses that were built in the 20s and 30s, maybe somewhat into the 40s. When you look at our system, we have over 25,000 customers on our system.
St. Clair Shores is holding an open house at the Senior Center on Stevens about the issue from 4 to 8 this afternoon. Local and state officials will be on hand to answer any questions, and filters will be available for those who qualify. Rob St. Mary, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950.
favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.